Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, and welcome to this new episode where I first and foremost want to apologize for my last episode because I was so not into recording and I didn't know what to talk about. And normally I create something I'm proud of, something that's fun to listen to, I hope, and something I stand behind. And the last episode was really a testament to the fact that we all struggle sometimes, and that's fine because that's part of the process and it's part of life, and it's just important to keep going. That's what I always say and what I preach, so to say, is that it's really important to stay consistent. So, in this episode, with the beautiful title, To Do or Not to Do, which is somewhat of a Shakespearean reference, I want to dive deeper into this question of whether you should do something for the sake of doing it, or actually rather not. I think there are two sides to this, and I'm a Libra, so I'm very good at looking at both sides. So I'm all about balance, and I'm all about harmony, and I'm all about taking into consideration different aspects. So on the one hand, I am a big fan of consistency. So I'd always say, stay consistent. Like if you have an idea, if you have a plan, keep going and keep doing what you feel is right. So in that case, doing for the sake of doing is always better than to stay inactive. On the other hand, I'm also a big fan of quality, and I always say quality over quantity. So in that case, it would be better to be a little bit more considerate and to not just throw something out there for the sake of it, but to make something because you follow a certain idea and a certain purpose and you want to keep up a certain level of quality and of value that you bring to the table and to people. So I'm a little bit torn on the subject, whether it's better to do or not to do. And last time I chose to do, despite the fact that I wasn't feeling it and despite the fact that I didn't really stand behind what I created in this episode. And I think it was my 158th episode. And there were maybe a handful of episodes I wasn't satisfied with in all the time I've been making this podcast. So it's fair to say that you can definitely justify having a little bit of a weaker episode. Maybe it was just my personal feeling. Maybe other people didn't really see it that way. So to me, it's not easy to answer this question. Is it better to do or not to do? I would say it always depends. And this is a typical Libra answer. I don't know why I'm so into zodiac stuff these days, but usually I don't really believe in it. But when it comes to certain aspects of my personality, I'm 100% of a Libra. Like my, I don't want to say inability to make decisions. It's not really an inability, but it's really just, it's so hard for me to make a decision because I always weigh different aspects against each other. And I have so much compassion and understanding for all different areas and arguments. So it's really hard to make a decision for me. But in this case, I feel like I have to decide. And I'm leaning towards quality over quantity. On the other hand, it's so much better to make a move than not to do it. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Because if you don't actually do something, you take away the opportunity to learn from it. So there's really always two options when you become active. You either succeed or you learn. And both things are a success. And both things are actually contributing to your future success. They can't be considered a failure even if you didn't reach your goal in that moment. So, okay, I've made my decision. It is better to do than not to do. Action is always better than inaction. You should try to do your best. You should try to make an informed decision and to act in a way that is going to be fruitful and positive and that contributes to a positive outcome and a positive future, but it is better to become active than to stay inactive. So, do I regret my last episode? No, I don't. It was really just an expression of the moment and of what I felt in that moment and what I was able to make. And it shows that you can't always be consistent in the level of quality. You know, sometimes there's going to be a slip up, but at the end of the day, staying consistent when it comes to showing up in the first place is always going to pay off. So those are my thoughts on last week's episode. I think since I mentioned my zodiac sign so often, it would be fun to create a zodiac themed episode. But if you have certain ideas or wishes or just input for me of any kind, you can always reach me on Instagram. I'm called World of Vila on Instagram, and you can always shoot me a quick message and tell me what you want to hear from me or what you're interested in, what kind of topic I should cover. That also helps me out because I have this vision that I want to co-create this podcast with other people, in that I want to just deliver something that my audience can relate to and that you can relate to. And yeah, it would be super cool if you reached out and let me know what you think and what you're interested in. So you can do that. It would also be amazing if you subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already, and if you rated it wherever you're listening. If it's possible, please make sure to rate my podcast. It really helps me out and lets me know that there's someone out there who's interested in what I have to say. That would be a dream come true. Thank you so much in advance, and I will catch you on Thursday. Until then, stay tuned. Bye.